used to say. I'm going to tell you now. She would say sometimes, you are never wrong when you do right. And for those of you on the radio, I'm holding up pieces of paper that say wrong and right. So you're never wrong when you do right. It's a simple phrase, and you'll notice that she didn't say you have to be right. She didn't say that. She said you're never wrong when you do right. That's an important distinction. So Peter, who I don't think knew Shelley's grandmother, and I don't think she knew him, he said, as he was coaching up the early members of the Christian church, he said a few things. One of the things he said was, as you try to do right, to live right, you are going to have times that are hard. I won't go into detail about what the hard might be, but he said, you're going to have times that might be hard. And he said a couple of things about that. He said, first of all, remember that Jesus did it first, and he modeled for us what it means to do right. And the second thing that Peter said was that while you're doing right, and while you're living your life the way that you think, you believe, the way that you have faith in Jesus to live your life, and it gets hard. I don't think Peter coined this phrase, but he basically said to the church as he was coaching them up and letting them know it might get hard, he said, two wrongs. Again, I don't think he coined that phrase, but it's a phrase we use today. Two wrongs do not make a right. And what he meant by that, I think, was as followers of Jesus, trying to do right, not be right, but do right, it's important that as we're trying to do right, and we are met by times that are hard, that we are gentle, especially in those moments. Now, gentle doesn't mean weak. It doesn't mean wishy-washy. It doesn't even necessarily mean sweet. What it means is you are thinking about how as you live your life in a way that you believe is right, you are thinking about how the other person and the other people might be feeling and what they might be thinking, and their perspective just might be different. So that doesn't mean you change yours, but it means you're gentle with the other persons. You're respectful, compassionate, and kind. Tall order, real tall order, especially when people are questioning why you're living your life the way you are. And it may be that we never encounter that. It may be that we never encounter an actual question. But even if we don't encounter questions, we might encounter people treating us differently or just people not understanding us. So all of that to say that Peter was coaching them up, and there are words that are important to us even today as we try to live our lives by doing right, not being right. Let's pray. Creator God, thank you for instilling in us an understanding, if we connect to it, of what it is to do right. Help us as we strive to do it every day and fail and try again the next day. Amen.